Hello, everyone. We want to welcome everyone on our call today. We want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. My name is Tyler Sharp with Kyani Corporate. Well, before we actually begin and introduce Dr. QTAB, I do want to bring on someone very special that's had an absolutely incredible experience with the Kyani products. I want to be able to have a testimonial on here from someone that's really just had her life completely changed and impacted heart health-wise with the Kyani products. And we'll want to be able to bring on Annie Perdido and have her share with us her testimonial. Your experience with heart health that you have had, you've been a distributor with Kyani since last August in 2011, yourself and with your husband Eli, and you have just an absolutely incredible story to share with us. That's something that when I first heard it, literally knocked me off my chair, and just so impressive with what the Kyani products have done for you. I don't want to steal any of your thunder, so Annie, I'm going to introduce you and ask you to be able to share with us your testimony, if that's okay. So I'll turn it over to you, Annie. Tell us about your heart health experience that you've had with the Kyani products.
Yes. Well, it's really a joy for me to be able to share my heart health experience because of what Kyani has done to my health. Kyani has turned my health around because in 2003, I succumbed to a sudden cardiac arrest, and it damaged my heart's electrical system. I did not have any brain trauma, but it was my heart's electrical system to the point that it progressed to what is called atrial arrhythmias. And because of that, my health spiraled down because I was always tired and dizzy. And I became sedentary because my heart rate would nosedive to 30s, and then it would flutter to more than 600. And so I am always caught in between what is called tachycardia and bradycardia episodes. I found myself being wheelchair-bound because of my condition. And so I visit hospitals for an average of about 4 to 6 times a year. My heart is like about 84% dependent on my pacemaker and ICD. And so I cannot do much, even exercise. So all these years I have tried so many alternative products because I have been open to really getting relief in whatever form or way I could. Medications, I was placed on Coumadine for immediately after I opened my eyes at ICU. Because of that, what do you call that, flutters. And so the side effect of Coumadine caught after me to the point that I had two blood transfusions done on me because of internal hemorrhage. And so my doctor said that they cannot do anything about that because of the condition of my heart. The worst part of my health was in 2010 when I was admitted in 2 months 5 times in the emergency. And it was during the time that I was too much in depression that my brother called and said, "You have to take something that I know is going to help you because it helped my wife." And he said about something about Kyani. But then I received that box and he said, "Don't question. Don't do any research. Just take it immediately." And that I did, literally. And for the first time in my life, after 3 days, I felt that energy going throughout my body for the first time. And I noticed how I progressed positively. And so I called up the company. I looked for it, and I called up Kyani corporate office, and I asked them if I could have somebody to talk to, because I could not find any contact person online from the main site. And Juanita Gonzalez was sent to me, and we talked about it. And immediately, because I was running out of the product already, she put me on it, and that's how my heart health changed forward. Now, in 2010 also, an incident happened when I had a ventricular attack that happened in Lancaster. And I thought that that was the end of me, but the doctor said, I think the Lord has a plan for your life. That's why you're still alive. And I didn't know that, you know, it is for this. I believe that I have this, I am on a crusade to share to people about what Kayani has done to me. That's why I'm still here. Because just like last week, I was admitted to the hospital to the emergency. After so many months taking Kayani, I was back to the emergency because there was something going on in my heart that I was so worried about, just to find out after being examined and interrogated. They interrogated my pacemaker and ICD just to find out that my pacemaker is not able to catch up because my heart's energy output is stronger than before, meaning that my doctor was telling me that my heart is like about 22% stronger than before. So they were so happy to tell me that there's nothing to be alarmed. In fact, it is good news. And it is really good news as I share this with our friends, all the more that we believe that Kayani is really doing a great thing as far as my heart health is concerned. So I take the Kayani product as recommended, but my nitroglycerin replacement is Kayani Extreme, and I don't think that I will be able to part from Kayani, and I really thank God for bringing Kayani into my life.
That is an absolutely incredible story. I mean, just to hear that your heart has gotten so much stronger because of taking the Kayani products is just fantastic. I'm sure 10 days ago when you had that experience there in the hospital, that was probably a pretty good day for you.
Yes.
I can imagine. So, yeah, that is. Annie, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your sharing that with us. Thank you very, very much. That's an incredible, heartwarming, obviously heart health story. So thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you so much.
I want to give a very special welcome to our guest doctor on the call, Dr. Abbas Qutab. And we just want to express our appreciation to you, Dr. Qutab, for taking the time out and sharing your incredible insights in your experience with us this evening.
Oh, my pleasure, Tyler. My pleasure.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. But we're very excited to be able to talk about heart health on our call. Recently, Kayani has launched a heart health campaign encouraging all of our distributors to really focus on improving their own heart health. Now, during this time, we want to share articles and critical points of information regarding heart health, but there is nothing like listening directly to someone as they share this impactful information. So we'll bring on a number of guest doctors that will share their insights into heart health and how the Kayani products play such a significant role in this effort. And for our first Kayani Heart Health call, we've asked the head of Kayani's Medical and Scientific Advisory Board to start us off on the right foot. So, Dr. Qutab, it should be a great call tonight.
And I think this is an important topic regarding the heart disease. And when we go through the process, I'll explain to you how essential it is, not only for our people in the U.S., but our distributors around the globe and Europe and Asia, too. So I think it's one of the best steps Kayani took actually to start with this regarding heart health and how we improvise with our three triangle of health products.
Yeah, well, it's going to be excellent. So, I really appreciate your being on the call with us. But I'd like to share some information about you, Dr. Qutab, to give our listeners an idea of your experience. Dr. Qutab holds degrees in medicine, chiropractic, and oriental medicine in addition to his PhD in Ayurvedic medicine, which is traditional medicine native to India. Among many prestigious positions, Dr. Qutab was a research fellow at the Neuroscience Institute and the International Academy of Medical Acupuncture. He's board certified in pain management, forensic medicine, and naturopathy, and holds a master's certification in neuro-linguistic programming. Dr. Qutab also has extensive experience developing postgraduate certification programs for physicians in the area of integrative and complementary medicine. In 1989, Dr. Qutab founded the Elin Vital Medical Centers in Massachusetts, combining the best of Eastern and Western medicine in an integrative, holistic approach. Today, thousands of people around the world visit his clinics seeking complementary and integrative medical treatments. Dr. Qutab's speaking engagements include the World Health Organization, Congress on Complementary Medicine, and lectures at numerous hospitals, including the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Massachusetts, the General Hospital, and the Royal Society of Medicine in England. He's played an active role with the National Republican Congressional Committee, and he served as an honorary chairman of Medicare and Healthcare Reforms Committee as well. Dr. Qutab has been extensively involved in creating innovative nutraceutical products for human, medical spa, sports nutrition, and canine industries. Dr. Qutab's area of interest also includes nitric oxide. He has researched nitric oxide and its role and function in the body extensively. His latest book, Nitric Oxide, The Module of Life, has been translated into several languages. Dr. Qutab currently serves as the head of Kyani's Medical and Scientific Advisory Board. So, boy, Dr. Qutab, you have an incredible amount of experience, and we're just very fortunate to have you on our advisory board here with Kyani. So, thank you.
Thank you, friend.
But I'd like to ask a number of questions to give our listeners a clear idea on how Kyani's products impact the cardiovascular system. But first, let's get an idea about the cardiovascular system in general. Let me ask you the first question. Can you please share with us about the far-reaching effects of cardiovascular disease?
Yes, you know, before even we try to understand the cardiovascular disease, I think the heart disease or disease related with heart and arteries and veins, you know, the pipes which supply the heart, let's understand what this system is. It's you know, we can call it circulatory system, part of which is the circulation moves through the heart pumps and the blood moves. But if you look at the demand which is put on that system, heart basically beats approximately 100,000 times a day. So imagine a pump or a machine which is pumping itself 100,000 times a day, and it's based on its own impulse right from the birth till the human being dies. So 100,000 times a day, and approximately 12,000 miles of distance of blood travels within 24 hours. So imagine the red blood cell, each cell within those vessels, they got several cells, white blood cells, red blood cells, but they travel about 12,000 miles a day. So it's a long, long route, which imagine if you, I mean, as an individual, if we're running 12,000 miles a day, somebody's pumping us up to do it, that's a lot of work. Keeping that in mind, that the amount of effort and amount of work is put on the heart, it performs very well. And if we adopt a certain lifestyle, if we take certain nutritional support, if we do certain, you know, amount of exercise and all that, we can live a long life, and this keeps on working the way it should be right from birth. Now, let's look at the cardiovascular disease as an issue in a realistic way. Especially in the Western civilizations, you know, if you pick up the first 15 countries, European countries, including U.S., the U.S. is number 13 in the amount of people dying each year. Let's break down the statistics a little more. This year alone, an estimated 1.5 million Americans will have a heart attack. And the time I finish this sentence, in about 30, 40 seconds, a person has a heart attack. So in U.S., someone has a heart attack approximately every 34 seconds. Now, a lot of people, when they think of heart attack, they think of men, that men get heart attack, but we don't realize that women are equally prone to it, and especially women, when they go into menopause, the protection from the hormones goes down and the heart attack goes up. If you look at the statistics, it's staggering and it's fascinating that most of the women are afraid of the breast cancer, but in breast cancer, about only 40,000 women die each year. But in heart attacks, that's 500,000, half a million women die each year. Now, the unfortunate part of it is that even with all the modern technology, the CPR and the machines and all that, about 250,000 people die within 1 hour of the onset of the symptoms when they get the angina or the heart, chest pain and all that. So that's a lot of people. Now, another way for our distributors to understand the importance and to participate in this heart, you know, competition and fit heart and healthy heart competition and also participate in improving their health is important to understand why. Because a simple way to understand this issue is one out of two people will die from heart attack. So it makes sense to do what we can reduce our risk of becoming one of the one in two statistics. You know, you don't want to be the one who gets a heart attack. And that is where we need to do everything possible, which basically gets us healthy. And that is where I think important is to understand what heart does, which I explained. Important how staggering statistics are looking at how heart disease is killing how many people. Every 34 seconds, literally, person dies, and 250,000 die before they can get help. That makes it the question which you raise, you know, what are the, you know, far-reaching effects of the cardiovascular disease? It is tremendous. Globally, it's a phenomenon for our people who will be listening from out of U.S. About 17 million people each year around the world die with heart attacks. That's staggering. That's more than all the wars and all that, you know, people are worried about. That's a lot of people. And our concept of putting stress on this is that heart health, that we have to improve heart health. We are more involved as a company. The reason is very simple, because most of these are preventable diseases. And if taken the proper steps in life, you can prevent. That is why the effects of cardiovascular diseases are tremendous. And also the effects of taking the proper steps to improve the cardiovascular health, which Kayani can offer, is also tremendous. I hope this answers the question, Tyler.
Oh, most definitely. That's just staggering information, the profound effects of heart disease throughout the world. That's just incredible. You've stated that much of the information in the media about reducing the risk of heart disease is based on outdated research. I was wondering if you could explain and share more information with us about that.
Yeah, and that, you know, that is very unfortunate. And some of the things I'll say little controversial, but they are absolutely based on solid science. See, there are a lot of myths about heart disease, cholesterol, and, you know, people dying with heart attacks. Most of the people like believe that high cholesterol is the primary culprit for causing a heart disease. Research shows it's not true. More and more doctors are realizing that it's the chronic inflammatory patterns which are more important than even the cholesterol. There's some fascinating research years ago which was done that people who live over 100 years, there was one thing common among them, they all had high cholesterol. Now, I'm not saying the high cholesterol is good, but there is some controversial and there's some myths around it. Another myth which is around all this area about disease, reducing the heart disease, is that fats are bad for heart disease. So people assume, you know, when I tell my patients, hey, butter is okay, you can have fat, and they freak out, because most of the American Heart Association, including most of the doctors, have been trained that the cholesterol, you know, if you eat fat, it raises cholesterol, and the cholesterol cause heart disease. These are all, I know, understand debating points, but if you look at the science of it, since America, long time ago, you know, what was promoted instead of regular fat, it was promoted to eat margarine, it was hydrogenated fats were promoted, and we realized that was killing people more. Now, people need to understand, when we talk of fats, there are good fats and there are bad fats. That is one of the things which doctors don't explain. The bad fats are when we are talking of margarine and hydrogenated fats and hydrogenated vegetable oils, which are in the fast food. But the good fats, such as olive oil, such as butter, such as from the organic, fed cows, some of these things are actually essential. And there's a one missing thing which a lot of doctors and a lot of people are not aware with. Eating refined carbohydrates, like refined breads, pastas, bagels, pretzels, all the sugars, all what we eat are actually more dangerous for the heart than the actual eating butter. And I'll give you the logic behind. The way to understand the science in a simple way is there are three major food groups. You got proteins, you got fats, and you got carbohydrates. When you eat carbohydrates, body releases insulin to convert the carbohydrates into glycogen, which is a sugar which is stored in the liver. So when the body needs energy, it utilizes glycogen for energy. The lot of doctors even forget that the second most important function of insulin is when it's converting carbohydrates into glycogen, the second function of the insulin is to move the fat into the body tissues, including your arteries, which shows up in the form of triglycerides, like fat cells in your arteries. So the key to remember that is it's the insulin which is spiked by the carbohydrates, which causes basically for fat to be stored into our bodies, into our arteries. And the body basically, body by nature is lazy, so it prefers glycogen sugar to use. That is why some of the diets which are low carb, which are higher on protein, higher on fats, are almost beneficial, and I prescribe them in my practice because body has to start using fat as a fuel, not using glycogen or a sugar. A lot of us drink orange juice, a cookie or something to pick up energy. That's what's wrong. That's what makes us, you know, and a lot of the doctors don't know about it, but there's a fascinating research on the insulin. One of my gurus, Dr. Atkins, I know a lot of people get, question, Dr. Atkins is controversial. Absolutely he is, but he was a genius. 50, 60 years ago, he said, fat is good, prove me wrong. 50, 60 years later, we still have no research to show that he was wrong. Actually, his studies, if you pick up his diet with the American Heart Association diet, all the trials which were done, his diet produces better results in lowering cholesterol, lowering triglycerides, increasing HDL. So all these become... So the bottom line is that our distributors need to become familiar with some of these myths, basically, and become more intelligent. Don't rely purely on the doctor, but rely on your own knowledge and Google search and WebMD and your Medline Plus. There's a lot of websites which can provide all the information. But if I have to say one thing in short for that answer, that basically one of the biggest myths is that it's the fat which causes isolate. I say that it's the carbohydrates which are increase the spike with the insulin, and that what sets up the pattern. So we got to be sure that when we can eat healthy carbohydrates. What are healthy carbohydrates? They are like vegetables. Vegetables are low glycemic foods, what they call. That means they do not spike the insulin, and they can basically sustain. So they are loaded with antioxidants, plus they also don't affect sugar. So if you have to choose between protein and vegetable, that will be a good diet, and that is what will be healthier. So I think this covers your answer as much as I could explain. And these are, topics which I can go forever, but I think people need to understand and also look more detail into it. Inflammation is the key. Good fat, which is included in omega-3s, which is included in olive oil, these are essential. The bad fats, which are the artificial, man-made margarine, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, those are the danger point.
Well, thank you. What would you say are some of the age-related changes that take place in the cardiovascular system?
Sure. It's natural. We all age. And, one of the most common things in aging is the stiffening of the arteries, the hardening of the arteries, and that what causes systolic high blood pressure, or in medicine what we call essential hypertension. That means, 80-90% people have high blood pressure, but nobody knows, and people blame the age. But the stiffening of the arteries basically is the reason behind it, and that can be prevented when we talk about the products. I'll talk to you what our products can do. But the other is decline in various peripheral circulatory factors, including decrease in muscle mass with age, decrease also ability for direct blood flow to the muscles. These are just natural processes which does basically body go through. And, can they be improved? Absolutely. Decrease also in aerobic exercise capacity decreases. That's why it's essential to keep on doing it. nitric oxide generation in the body decreases. That's why we need to take something which generates nitric oxide, because the nitric oxide can slow down or prevent the stiffening of the arteries in the early ages, you know, so we can slow down that process and decline in maximal exercise heart rate. That's a universal age-related occurrence. Now, lot of the research, when we talk about stiffening of the arteries, the peripheral circulation is, muscle mass is decreased. There's a lot of research on the exercise, but if you look at the research in detail, beside the exercise benefits, the scientific literature suggests a number of nutritional approaches which are worth consideration for all of us to keep our optimal cardiac fitness. And these are which our triangle of health is involved. Some of the tightening of the arteries, decreased blood flow, where the aerobic capacity is decreased, heart muscle can't pump enough because the blood supply, the microvessels get clogged. You know, all these can be slowed down or prevented by implementing and taking the right approaches, nutritional approaches. And I think our triangle of health is part of that solution to this major, major global issue.
What are some of the ways that we optimize heart health with nutrition?
So let's introduce, when you raise that question, let's introduce our triangle of health, and let's pick up one thing at a time. Let Kiani Sunrise. Now, Kiani Sunrise, if you look at Kiani Sunrise, it's rich in polyphenols. Polyphenols are your phytonutrients, which are anthocyanins, ellagic acid, quercetin, catechins. These are the chemical names of these. And the research shows, and there was a recent conference which was at the Experimental Biology Convention in New Orleans at the University of Michigan Cardiovascular Center, and they said the blueberries, basically everybody agreed on three things: reduce cholesterol, lower triglycerides, and reduce abdominal fat. So the lowering triglycerides, it's the fat in the blood that can be done by this, reducing cholesterol just by that. If you look at the ingredients, what are part of the blueberries, you know, beside your polyphenol, blueberries contain salicylic acid. So a lot of people rely on aspirin to prevent heart attack, and I'm not against that, but aspirin, there are certain percentage of the population which doesn't get benefit from the aspirin. But your blueberries contain natural salicylic acid. Blueberries contain carotenoids. Blueberries contain folate, vitamin C, E, potassium, which is good, magnesium, which is good, riboflavin, phytoestrogens, which are plant-based estrogens for women, which prevent them against, if the estrogen levels are higher and better, they prevent them against heart disease and protect them. Blueberries naturally contain these things. So looking at the Kiani Sunrise and even going into detail of all the other super berries we had, but polyphenol, one of the key ingredients, which is the highest in your wild Alaskan blueberries, because the wild Alaskan blueberries are about 10 times more in antioxidant reserve than the regular blueberry. And what makes it 10 times stronger is the amount of polyphenols. Polyphenols, which are the highest in the wild Alaskan blueberries. And the research technically shows the polyphenols fight inflammation, which causes heart disease, improve endothelial blood lipids, which means blood which is clogging the arteries, that is reduced. Also, other could be benefits are quenching free radicals, basically, and also they produce certain enzymes which keep the arteries healthy and elasticity better, so it cannot store fat or it cannot clog. Now, let's look at the other product which we have in the evening, which we take, Kiani Sunset. Now, when I talked initially about, you know, the good and the bad fats, the good fats is what is contained in our Kiani Sunset. And the Kiani Sunset is a remarkable, you know, for not only what we say, but there are over 2,000 scientific studies which have demonstrated the wide range of, you know, problems which are related with the deficiency of omega-3s. Kiani Sunset has two ingredients, omega-3s and tocotrienols. Omega-3, I'll cover a little bit more in detail, but I want to cover tocotrienols because a lot of times we forget when we talk omega-3 dominates it. The tocotrienols are a unique form of vitamin E. Very unique, basically, because they're very, I don't think in the market there's enough information, but it's coming more and more and more because most of the people are familiar with vitamin E, which is a tocopherol form, but the vitamin E which we have is a tocotrienol, and it's free of tocopherol. Research shows that tocotrienol are able to reduce cholesterol and also reduce the triglycerides, the LDL, which is the bad form of cholesterol. And also it has a unique effect on reducing the thromboxanes, which is a term which we use which has effect on the blood clotting. So tocotrienols or tocotrienols has the same effect like statin. And also another advantage with the tocotrienol is, you know, it inhibits the cholesterol synthesis. So it does not let the body make cholesterol. So that's one I wanted to mention before I go into more detail. But the third product is your NitroFX, which to me is my flagship product, NitroFX or Nitro Extreme, because it's the one which basically once you take it, it generates nitric oxide in your stomach by taking the nitrates along with it. Once the nitric oxide is generated, the most scientific information, over 116,000 the concept of, you know, the molecule of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, and originally if you go back in the, you know, historically when it was found, they got the Nobel Prize for that, but the study was done on the cardiovascular benefits of nitric oxide. That means its effect on the heart health and dilating the arteries, because once nitric oxide is released, it makes the arteries dilate so the blood can flow better. And that's one of the things which happens with the aging, which I mentioned earlier, stiffening of the arteries, increasing the systolic blood pressure. The way to control that is to have sustainable amount of nitric oxide production in the system.
Dr. Kutab, I wonder if you could answer this question for us. What impact can good fats have on heart health?
Yes, you know, as earlier I mentioned about the good and the bad fats, let's talk of something interesting. There's a lot of interesting information when we try to look into what are good fats. You know, good fats, they should basically, when we talk about, we are talking about omega-3s in our case. Understanding the value of that is that omega-3s are essential fatty acids which cannot be made by the body, but they are essential to our diet. Without it, life cannot exist. American diet, which is 11 to 30 times more, have omega-6 in their diets, like vegetable oils due to the fast foods, than the omega-3s. If you go back historically, our ancestors ate about 6.7 grams of good fats, you know, omega-3s. Now, why are omega-3s essential? Because they are important component of all cell membranes. Every cell, to retain its integrity, to express its gene expression, to retain healthy function, every cell in the body needs omega-3s, essential fatty acids. They are rich in our brain. They are rich in our retina, the eyes. Actually, they constitute, you know, just the sperm initially when the life starts. The sperm is the one which gets into the ovum and life begins. 36.4% of the sperm material is just essential omega-3s. So there are so many studies on that. In some of these studies, even it's popular now, but if you go back historically, the original benefit of fish oil was found in 1752. And that report was by Dr. Samuel Kay, that he studied fish oils and he figured out between 1752 to 1784, which is a long time ago, almost 2-3 centuries ago, that the fish oil was essential for human health. Now, in FDA in 2004, basically came to a conclusion that omega-3, which is EPA-DHA, which we call eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, these are the terms we use for omega-3, EPA-DHA, they may reduce the heart risk. So So not only that, if you look at American Heart Association, you know, American Heart Association, every major medical association in the world supports that, and their studies, one of the studies major I love about, and there's no other natural ingredient which has such a scientific and a solid base, is one of the studies, if you look at omega-3s, there was a meta-analysis of 97 studies done, including 276,000 individuals, which showed the omega-3 is more efficient in reducing cardiac death, which is heart death, than statins, fibrates, raisins, or niacin. These statins and fibrates, they're all medications. That means the research showed that the omega-3 has more beneficial effect. Thus, an advantage that Akayani sunset, if you look at, it's a very balanced, it's the amount of EPA and DHA is the right amount, what the studies show, along with blended with the tocotrienols. It gives a unique product and if taken the right amount every day.
Well, thank you for answering that. I appreciate that. I do have one more question for you if you have time. We have a promotion going on right now with Kayani, our Kayani KH2 Heart Health Promotion, and it's a 60-day promotion. And the question that I have for you is, how can the Triangle of Health best and most efficiently help someone in such a short period of time of 60 days? How could they maximize or optimize the Triangle of Health in such a short period of time during this promotion?
I would get on regularly on the Triangle of Health. You know, if they are doing it to win the competition, then you need to take the right dosage. The sunrise, you take the Nitro Extreme in the morning. I prefer Nitro Extreme or Nitro FX, but I have a little bias, so I can say Nitro Extreme. I like it more. I would take Nitro Extreme sunrise in the morning, so it provides you enough blueberries and the polyphenol and give you the benefit. Then looking at cardiovascular health, think of that, you know, when we were kids, we had a seesaw, you know, so the two kids and I think that's the word we use here, seesaw, right? People sit and go to the children's park and the two kids, you know, go up and down, right? Health is like a seesaw. You have to balance it between, you know, so you don't want that you are hanging up in the air and somebody else takes, you know, thing. You need to see a balance. If you look at the things which are involved in the seesaw of health of heart disease, what are you looking for? To prevent the constriction of the blood vessels, which happens with aging or which happens earlier in age, which basically is with the lifestyle. So you need to be sure that your arteries remain dilated. How do you do that? You need Kayani Sunset, you need Nitro Extreme, which generates nitric oxide, and you need polyphenols, which avoid the stiffening. You add a healthy exercise, healthy diet, low in carb, good in essential fats like olive oil and more vegetables and high proteins. Like, you know, I'm okay with organic beef, fish, chicken. So you have a good way to go and you can improve that. Second thing I would look at is grow, you know, you want to do is people form thrombus, clogging of the arteries, think that it forms a clot which can be released and create a strong stroke. So you need something which is antithrombotic. What does that? Polyphenols does that. Fish oils are antithrombotic. They thin the blood. They are superior in mind than even aspirin. And your Nitro FX. By generating Nitro FX or Nitro Extreme, when you generate nitric oxide in the vessels or in your arteries, you are creating an antithrombotic effect. The third thing which is important to me is anti-inflammatory. How do you, because most of the lifestyle we live, the way we eat, the way we, sedentary lifestyle, it is all pro-inflammation effect. A lot of the fast foods are pro-inflammatory. So we need to eat healthy, and then we add pro-inflammatory products in our lifestyle. So to get good results in 60 days, which will be your triangle of health. Nitric oxide is anti-inflammatory. Omega-3 is anti-inflammatory, tocotrienols, which are part, omega-3 and tocotrienol, which are part of a Kayani sunset is anti-inflammatory. And then you have Kayani sunrise. We are talking about blueberries, but we got goji berry, we got pomegranate. All these things have a remarkable anti-inflammatory effect. So that's what you're doing. And the last thing I would go is, the more we age, the more we get basically produce more free radical, just with the aging process, just with the environment, just the way we eat. So we need to have an antioxidant. Who can provide the most antioxidant? Our triangle of health. If you look at rising from the sunrise, loaded with antioxidants, with multiple all these super berries, the nature of the polyphenol is to become more powerful as antioxidants. They quench all the free radicals which body produces. Then if you look at the free radical decreasing down, tocotrienol and omega-3 has its own antioxidant effect. And last of all will be our nitro extreme or nitro effects, powerful, powerful antioxidant effects of that. And there were studies done actually, which one of the study I was involved with, that we show the oxidative stress, daily stress, which causes the body, you know, almost rusting or damage to the body, cells and arteries and all that. Nitro effects in the proper doses reduces that. My bottom line will be, the triangle of health synergistically works fantastic for the heart health. It's a good model for the people globally to use. And I think 60 days is a good start. Your question was, can we achieve all that? That's a good start. In my mind, it's a start. It's a first step towards wellness. Then you got to continue with that. I don't know what the prize is for this. I think it's good winning prizes, but the ultimate prize is living long when you're 80, 90, 100 years old, and then you can look back the choices you take. So to me, that was more rewarding. That basically, good, we can win some competition now, we can win some money, but make that habit lifelong so you can carry it with the triangle of health and teach other people, you know, how these products are useful to them. I hope that answers your question, Tyler.
Without a doubt, absolutely powerful information, Dr. Qutab, and I completely agree. The decisions that we make today, without question, will directly impact what our life is like in 10 to 15, 20 years from now. So I love the fact that, yes, you know, you can win a competition right now, but if you're really looking at wellness, it's a lifelong opportunity to be able to create that wellness within yourself and with those that you love as well. So just incredible information, Dr. Qutab. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So just terrific. I know that our distributors, they just love to hear from you, and I just appreciate your answering these questions and reviewing this information about heart health. But we want to encourage all of our distributors and listeners to be able to look for more information on heart health in our bi-monthly newsletter, as well as KyaniScience.com. A lot of great information on that website. Lastly, I would simply say, improve your heart health. Use the Kyani products because they work, and thousands of distributors and customers around the world can definitely attest to this. Look for our next Kyani Heart Health call. That will be with Dr. Claire Francomano, and that's coming up on June 12th. So we look forward to that as well. And thanks again, everyone, for joining us on this call. Thank you.